All right. Well, I'd like to welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm a retired animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective. And I know there are some new people on the call today, so just to let you know that this gathering happens each first Friday of the month at the same time. And I started it in 2014 at the request of my whale friend named Granny. And she said, you know, that we really needed to focus on the health of the waters and that a consistent practice would help with that. And so this first Friday of the month is an opportunity for us to bring our energy together and to really enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of this planet. And I do have different people that facilitate the meditation each month. So it's always new and different. And all of those meditations have been posted on the website globalwaterhealing.org. So anytime you've got a half hour to do some healing work for the planet and you'd like to use a guided meditation, you can always just go to the website, pick one out, and go for it. So I'm really excited to have David Spangler here today. He's a spiritual explorer, a teacher, a writer, and I think I first met David about 20 years ago on Orcas Island at Indralaya, which is a theosophical camp. We were both presenters in a program called the Spiritual, what was it called, David?
I think your memory's better than mine there.
Okay. Anyway, it was about the spiritual aspects of the Pacific Northwest. And we've also crossed paths many times as presenters at the Fairy and Human Relations Congress. But David, you know, he began a career as a teacher and an explorer of the subtle realms when he was only about 20 years old. And he's pursued that now for over 50 years. Back in the early 70s, he was a co-director of the Findhorn Foundation in Scotland. And in 1974, he became a founder of the Lorien Association. So he's been working with non-physical beings for a very long time. And he's authored over 30 books, many workshops, many courses. In fact, you know, he has a great free monthly email essay that's called David's Desk. And some of you in here will remember last year, many times we started the monthly meditation with what was called the Loving Minute. And that was something that David had put out in one of his David Desk essays. So I would encourage you to go to his website, lorian.org, sign up for David's Desk, and check out many of his online courses and books and workshops, because he has a wealth of knowledge and experience on that website. So, David, I am really excited to see where you're going to take us today, and just go for it.
Thank you, Mary. I'm excited to find out where we're going to. So let's get started. But first, though, I want to add my own welcome to everyone who is here and who's participating in this truly a wonderful and needed event that Mary's hosting. So welcome and blessings for your energies being offered to the healing of our planet's waters. So let's begin, and I would like you to take a moment, eyes open, to look around where you are right now. At the room you're in, or if you're outdoors, at the landscape around you. Wherever you are right now, this is your immediate temple. This is where you are in connection with life and with the wholeness of this world and with all the various spiritual beings that inhabit it with you. And so look around and see the place where you are with eyes that appreciate the sacredness within it. And appreciate as well that everything you see around you is alive. Everything is radiant with the life of the sacred and with its own unique, subtle, energetic presence. And so offer your blessing and your appreciation and your love to what you see in your environment around you. This is your temple for this exercise. It's where we begin. And it is where we will return. Now I would like you to turn your attention to yourself. You are a unique presence of sacredness. There is no other manifestation of divinity precisely like you, and no one can contribute blessing to the world in exactly the way that you can do. In this meditation, we're going to be engaging with subtle beings. I do not know, as we begin, how powerful they may be or who they may be. But as we have this engagement, I want you to remember at all times your unique sacredness. There is no being that you will encounter now or at any time who is closer to God, who is more sacred than you are. Nor will you encounter any being who is less sacred than you are. This is the great life, the great truth that we all share. But we may encounter beings whose energy field is much greater than our own. And so we affirm to begin our work, our own sovereignty. And you may picture this as you close your eyes and turn your attention inward. You may picture this as a column of light running down your spine, that connects you to the earth, that connects you to the heavens, to your own soul, that connects you to the sacred. This column of light is unique for you. It is your sovereignty, your agency in the world, your gift of being that you uniquely bring to this world. And so in engaging with the subtle dimensions and subtle beings, we do so acknowledging our sovereignty and our sacredness, in that we stand grounded and secure in the power and presence of our sovereignty and its connection to the sacred. So now we stand here in our temple, standing metaphorically, if not physically. We are in this place of life. We are a presence of light. And from this place, we go forth in our meditation, in our inner theater of the heart and mind, to engage with the life and presence of the spirits of water within our world. And let us begin imagining ourselves part of a cloud of moisture floating above the earth. Here we are with those spirits of water that are pristine, that have yet to enter into engagement with the physical world. Here is a cloud of life. All around us in this presence is the energy of life, unconditional life. And it is from this presence that the spirits of water draw their being. For above all things in this world, they are the carriers of life. Without water, there is no life as we know it in our world. And so we begin our journey, not with water, but with life, with that which seeks vessels of manifestation through which to manifest and become all the myriad possibilities of life which this planet has to offer. And now imagine yourself drawing into yourself this potential of life, this power of life, this yearning and desire of life to be and to become. And as you do so, you become a droplet of water. As water, you contain all these potentialities, all this promise of life. Now feel yourself falling out of this cloud of life, out of this cloud of water, down onto the earth. Where do you land? Do you land on barren soil, thirsty for water and life? Do you land in a forest or a jungle, already teeming with moisture and with life? Do you land on a mountaintop? Or in a valley? Do you land in a city? Do you land in a river? Do you land in a meadow or prairie? Where do you land? Where is your gift of life engaging with the world? In your imagination, look around you to see the place where you have landed and feel into why you have landed in this place. This is not a question to be answered mentally, but one to be felt into. What has called you as a harbinger of life, as a carrier of life, to this particular place? Wherever you are now greeted and welcomed by the spirits of that place, the spirits of the land, the spirits of vegetation, the spirits of animals, the spirits of people. The many other spirits of water. You join a great company that is manifesting life in infinite varieties. And you are welcomed because you bring the power of that life. Feel in yourself this welcoming love that receives you gratefully into the community of life upon this earth. Water is the servant of all. It carries the blessings of life to all. And it is welcomed by all. So take a moment to shift back into your human identity, into your sovereignty and presence, and feel how you welcome water into your life. How do you welcome this servant of all into your life? Where does the spirit of water, this spirit of service and of life, find a place in your own being, your own life? Water offers us the gift of life. Without it, we could not be here. We would not live. But it also mirrors who we are. As we enter the earth out of the cloud of our own soul's nature, our own sacredness, so we too can be messengers and harbingers and carriers of life and blessing into the world. We bring the water of our spirit. And water brings the moisture that holds and carries and nurtures life. And we are twins and partners and the blessing of life upon the earth. So the first way that we honor and bless water is to understand we share a partnership, a shared mission to enhance and bless the unfoldment of all life upon this world. Water does this in its way and invites us to do it in our way. And when we water-like fill our environment, our life, with blessing and love, with care and nurturing, and with the flowing energy of goodness, then we are honoring and aiding the work that water seeks to do as well. Now let us return in our imagination to the place where we fell as a droplet. Whether we are bringing needed moisture to a barren land, or we are adding our moisture to places already rich in wetness and flowingness. Wherever we have landed, our spirit of water knows that it is not alone, but is part of a great community of water that covers this world. We may fall as a droplet, but we act as part of the great ocean of water that is everywhere present in one form or another, whether as a stream rushing down a hillside, or as waves crashing upon the shoreline, or as a stream of water from a faucet, or water held in a glass that we drink. Wherever water is, we are. For water is one. Its purpose the same. It holds and nurtures the foundation of life. So that a multitude of purposes and agencies and explorations and experiments in living can evolve. The ocean of water is everywhere, in the moisture in the air, in the clouds, in the seas, in the rivers, in the reservoirs, in the puddles, in the pools. Energetically, spiritually, it is everywhere. And we are held and supported in its embrace, wherever we may be. So imagine yourself as this droplet that has fallen to the earth, bringing your gift of moisture and life to the world, and yet knowing as well you are not alone in doing so, but are part of a vast wholeness of life. What does that feel like? To be both the individual drop and the whole ocean of moisture that encircles the globe. And now let us imagine ourselves as water, becoming part of whatever landscape we have imagined ourselves landing within. What do we do? Are we absorbed into the soil? Do we become part of a river rushing to the ocean? Are we part of the ocean? What is water doing in your imagination, in the place where you have landed? As you become part of the world, the great power of the spirit of water is its adaptability. It can flow and shape itself to become part of wherever and whatever it is. It makes itself accessible to all who would partake of it in whatever way they can partake of it. It is this availability and accessibility, this flowingness, this adaptability that is the great blessing of water. It can enter into a multitude of lives in its own way, in ways unique to those lives. partners with the manifestations of life, that life can unfold and explore and experiment and grow in a multitude of ways. The spirit of water is the great partner to all of us. And its invitation is for ourselves as human beings to recognize our partnership with life and with the wholeness and well-being of the world. If we are to bless water, if we are to heal water, part of the way we do so is by honoring the partnership we have with it and the shared mission to bless and honor and support and nourish the well-being of life in all its forms upon this world. It is this call to partnership, to seeing ourselves as droplets of living water falling to the earth to become part of the community of life, to be welcomed in this world, to extend our blessing to the life around us. This is what we are invited to recognize in our own being and to become in our own actions. To be in our human way a spirit of water, a spirit of life. If we do this, we will automatically act in ways that will honor and bless and heal and preserve and uplift our partner, water, wherever it is. For we will know its well-being as essential to ours and to the fulfillment of our sacred capacities to be a source of blessing in the world. And if we are a blessing in the world, then we will bless water as part of this world. This to me, in this moment, as we do this exercise, is what the spirit of water seeks to communicate. In whatever form it appears, whether as a tiny drop or a giant ocean, whether as the rain outside our homes, or the water that flows through our faucet. Whatever forms we encounter it, it invites us to be its partner in the blessing and nurturing of life. Now imagine yourself again as this droplet of water that has fallen from the cloud of life. And you have been received and welcomed by the community of life upon the earth. And imagine yourself flowing across the land to where you are right at this moment in your physical body. And you return to the temple of our immediate environment, to the sovereignty of our unique life and its sacredness, and the spirit of water enters this place with us, it is always with us, for it is our blood. It is the life within our body, the moisture that sustains us and that gives us the power to be a partner of life, a partner of water everywhere. Take a moment to honor yourself and the water within you. Stand in your sovereignty, in your mind, and honor your uniqueness. And then open your eyes and look around and see the environment that you're in, and again, welcome it, honor it. Thank it for being. It is your immediate community of life. It is your first opportunity to give the blessing of water, the blessing of life, to what surrounds you. If we are to bless and heal the waters of the world, and let us become like these waters and know ourselves as sources of blessing and nourishment for life. So take whatever time you would like to be fully back in your body, fully back in your immediate environment, fully back within yourself, your sovereignty, your uniqueness, your sacred presence in the world. Thank you.
Thank you, David. That was Wow, that was really, really deep and beautiful. And,
thank you, Mary.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And I was so surprised to find myself falling from the sky and landing on a wildebeest. Here I was, this little drop of water on a wildebeest. I never even got to the ground. But there were tons of organisms who were so excited to have me there. Yeah, wow.
That's wonderful, Mary. That yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, not something I would have thought of, you know, all these little microscopic beings on the back of a wildebeest who was so looking forward to meeting me and enjoying that nourishment. So, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
That's profound, and it's wonderful, and it's such a perfect example of the spectrum of life in all of its diversity, and water is important to all of it.
Yes. Yes. And we often forget about the microscopic and the small, and you know, we think of the great oceans and the rivers and the dolphins and the whales, but there are so many other trillions of beings out there that depend on the water. So, yeah, that was a beautiful landing for me today.
Yes, you know, it's one thing to get a message from a whale and something else to get it from a slime mold. So it's
yeah.
Good. It's good to be able to embrace it all, isn't it?
That's right. That's exactly right. It's all sacred. It's all life. So. So is there somebody who has a question or would want to do a quick share with David? If there is, go ahead and hit *6 and tell us your name. It's okay. You can. *6.
This is Bonnie Blue.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. It's hard for me even to find words because I'm still digesting everything, but it was just so remarkable, and I'm just feeling like what a gift you just gave to all of us to find a way to connect with water as a partner, to flow through this earth as with the joy and love and healing and blessings that we can give not only to the earth but to ourselves, but through this partnership. So I just want to say thank you so much for those beautiful direction and way of life. And I find myself at a bit of a crossroads right now because I'm in a teepee. I'm landed in a teepee in Key Largo in this beautiful paradise, and I'm sitting in my teepee as you give this beautiful new beginning of love and life to this new temple around me. And it's just, I can't express how grateful I am to be in this new path of, in a new way of being able to spread this love and blessings to the world in partnership with the water. So thank you for that. Thank you from my heart.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And blessings to all else who are on this call. I know they've also been, I'm sure everyone has been completely blessed by this beautiful meditation. Thank you, David. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank
There's
you,
somebody
Mary.
Else who has something quick they'd like to share with David?
This is Sandy. I just thought that was so wonderful. Thank you so much. And I found myself realizing how much I can learn from the water, being adaptable and being, you know, flowing with life and giving nourishment to those around me. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. So, yep, I'm looking at water in a way different perspective. Thank you so much.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah, this is Mary Sue. And, I found myself up in a meadow on Taos Mountain. And, it's been a long time, quite a while anyway, since I've been up there. But I just had these memories of making flower essences up there and just being in this meadow with a lot of plants and flowers around and just realizing how much I miss doing that. So I'll have to get up there again. Right now I've got a broken ankle, so it's kind of hard.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you reach out to that meadow in your mind, the spirit of the land, it can feel your touch. It knows when you're reaching out.
Yeah.
So I know how wonderful it is to be able to go there and be there physically, but you're never truly separated. So
thank you.
Thank you for what you're sharing.
Thank you.
Hello, David. This is Muriel Lindsay, and I have actually next to me a little book that just kind of lives in this one particular place in my house called The Call, written by one David Spangler, and it's a treasure. It's just one of those keepers, and I've appreciated you for so long. I actually met Peter and Eileen Caddy back in the 70s, and I have just been so aware of the beings and nature, the nature spirits. And when you did this meditation, the presences were so profound. I was just absolutely agog with the awareness of the presences attending that you brought in, and I just send you so much gratitude and appreciation.
Well, thank you. Yes, we they were eager to come, and they were quite powerful. So it was wonderful.
It was extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. And I'm glad you're enjoying the call.
Do you remember writing it? You've written so many books.
Oh, yes.
I wonder if you can even keep up with them.
You know, it started life as a lecture. And then there was a publisher in the audience who said, I'd like to turn that lecture into a book. So I do remember it. I remember it very well. I'm glad that it's been a good companion for you.
Yeah, it just lives here with all the spirits. I live on the ocean and on a river, and I swim every day, and I've been doing that for 22 years. So the water is just such an imminent part of my life and my consciousness.
That's great. Fantastic.
Okay. Anybody else before we sign off?
It's Bonnie
is Bob
again.
And,
oh, sorry, Bob. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay.
I wanted. I just wanted to say I really love the analogy between a drop of water and an individual human life. And it doesn't matter whether that drop of water is in a beautiful lake or ocean or on the back of a wildebeest. It's all sacred. It's all necessary. And as we take that to our own lives and whatever path our life is on, it just became really profound to me.
Thank you. That was a very important part of what I felt the spirit of water wanted to convey. So yes, thank you for that. I'm glad that has meant much to you.
And this is Bonnie Blue again. I forgot to mention that I landed in the ocean and the mermaids and dolphins greeted me, but also a drop of water greeted me. So it's really, which has never happened before. It like saluted me, this little drop of water. It's really, so I just wanted to add that.
Makes
perfect
sense.
What Bob and Mariel just said, too.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you again, David, so much. I totally love this, and I know everybody else did, and it will be up on the website, so you guys can go and do it again anytime you like. And it's been a real honor to have you here today, David.
Thank you, Mary, and thank you to everybody who took part. I really appreciated all your energy and the love that I felt. So thank you. This is wonderful.
Yeah. There's a real dedicated group of people that have been doing this every month for 7 years now. Mm-hmm. And it's quite the water heart-centered community. So what I'm going to do now is unmute the lines. We're going to have our chaotic goodbye, and we'll see you all next month when Carol Wentz-Randachi is going to lead the meditation.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.